Anytime I hear someone say something like this, "Y'all about fixing to head out?" I think it's highly likely that they are from Texas. You have "y'all" and "fixin' to" in the same sentence and a couple of contractions. We do love our contractions, which, if you don't recall from your halcyon days of grammar school, are words squeezed together to make shorter ones, with apostrophes standing in for what's missing. "Y'all," of course, is our most famous contraction, but we have even extended its usefulness by placing "all" in front of it to form "all y'all." It is well known that "y'all" describes two or more, and "all y'all" could mean 5 or 500. And we even use "all y'all" possessively, as in "y'allses." I heard this sentence at a barbecue 2 weeks ago: "Y'all need to move all y'allses' truck so Carlos can leave." Now that y'all have heard this, I know y'all are going to want to start practicing your possessives, but try to wait till the lesson is finished. I'll let you go in 2 minutes. We can also use an interesting contraction for something that is owned by at least two people. "Whose dog is this?" "Oh, that Yorkie is ourn." "Ourn" is a contraction of "our own." It's ourn. The expression is a bit archaic on its last leg, so to speak, but still around if you listen carefully. The king of contractions, I believe, is "yaldiv." It has three apostrophes in it. Three. You have to admire the muscular nature of that contraction. "Yaldiv, you all would have." And here's how you use it. "Yaldiv loved it if Yaldiv come." Now just stand back and take in the magnificence of that sentence. 12 words reduced to 6. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the very soul of linguistic efficiency. Cousins of Yaldiv are "she'd've" and "he'd've." "She would have" or "he would have." "I figure she'd have married him if he wasn't such a ne'er-do-well." Or, for a more modern take, "He'd have already lost 20 pounds if he'd have stuck with that low-carb diet." I'm sure you've heard "would have, could have, should have" as a kind of mantra of regret over what might have been. My father was fond of it. It was his way of teaching me that I couldn't change the past, but the future was quite pliable. Similar to a contraction is a hybrid word, or as my friend and linguistics professor Lars Henriks calls them, portmanteau words. These words are comprised of two words. "Tumped" is one such word. "I tumped over my coke." It is a combination of "tipped" and "dumped." Tumped. I don't say it myself, but it is common in Texas and throughout the South. Spanglish is a portmanteau word. It combines the words Spanish and English to describe the tendency to merge two languages with expressions like mandar un mail, send an email, or googlear, to Google something. Hangry is a modern portmanteau, combining, of course, hungry and angry. I'm mighty hangry for a Whataburger. Certainly a useful word. Chillax, too, is quite in vogue these days. And for a more tech-centric take on these hybrids, we have texplain, to explain Texas to others. Texpatriot, one who lives outside of Texas but still longs for home, and texcellent, which needs no explanation. Texarkana, too, is a portmanteau. That's our linguistics lessons for today. Y'all'd have liked it a lot more if y'all'd have been listening instead of repeating everything for your immediate amusement, but that's okay, as long as y'all had a good time. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.